T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeremy Scott is with us. He is not only the president of the West End Association, the West End of downtown Dallas, but also he's president of Tutta's, who that is a pizza and barbecue joint in or a barbecue pizza joint, however you want to say it. It's just amazing in the West End as well. Jeremy, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. So glad to be with you.
You know, I know this was it's been a tough time for anybody in the restaurant industry, but specifically for, you know, some businesses in the West End, including yours over the weekend. What happened as a result of some of the protests that were happening in downtown Dallas?
That's correct. You know, we've spent the last couple of months just trying to figure out how we're going to fare through COVID-19. And, you know, the SBA process for procuring loans was a bit challenging and time consuming. But at the end of the day, you know, the process is working. We fortunately were able to procure EIDL funds, and we're currently waiting on our PPP funds. And ironically, we were planning to do an opening tomorrow on Tuesday. my whole crew and I, we had a meeting last Friday. We were very excited to see the numbers kind of changing to some degree. We were not excited about the idea of opening our inside to anyone. So we were just going to go back to delivery, carry out. And then we had this amazing wraparound bar, and we were going to have our bartender inside and open, you know, serve through our bar window, right? And trying to keep that social distancing going. And then, you know, things changed on Friday. And wow. So, you know, I'm sitting here with this new news, and I'm hopeful for some kind of a peaceful protest, and things just really went to hell in a handbasket. You know, my city is just being trashed right now, and my heart is broken for the people of color out there who are not being heard, and these other bad actors that are coming along and kind of usurping the message of Black Lives, you know, Black Lives Matter, for a message of anarchy is got to stop. And, you know, I could be real sad. You know, my restaurant did get hit. We got all of our windows busted out. My entire West End Historic District got all the windows smashed out of every building you could see. The Holocaust Museum got hit a little bit. You know, Perot Museum got hit. And I'm watching my cameras, and I'm just watching these people walk down Ross Avenue right outside my restaurant. And these aren't even black people, John. These are chubby little white guys throwing rocks through my window and laughing about it and walking around the corner and harassing the people that are living in the apartment building across from my restaurant. So, you know, as a restaurateur and a business owner, I'm just trying to figure out how to survive. And now I've got constituents that I'm worried about their lives, you know? So, you know, I'm on the phone with everybody I know, you know, Martin out at Downtown Dallas Inc., Safety Patrol, and my DPD contacts and Trident Security. And we're just trying to figure out how can we get, you know, officers over here to protect this street. But at the same time, you know, how many streets need protected? And I'm so sad. You know, I'm normally a very upbeat and fun loving guy, and I just want the world to heal. And I don't know, where do we go from here, you know?
It's so tough to know, and it's so tough to have answers at a time like this, for sure. And I hear the pain that you're going through, and I'm sorry for that. So you said all of West End, just pretty much all of the windows busted out. You know, from a business owner perspective, when you've got vandalism like that, one thing I was wondering is that something that's covered potentially by insurance or anything like that? How does that work?
So, in my particular case, I have insurance that would cover, the window breakage and any sort of vandalism. And then the building that I'm currently in, which is the Market Ross Place, they also have their own insurance. And so collectively, we will find some agreement since the majority of the building was hit. I suspect that their intent is to file an insurance claim. But if I need to, I will file my own. So. That's all covered when you have a deductible.
Deductible. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then so many businesses are already struggling financially. We shut our doors on April 20th and just on March 20th and just said, we're going to keep all our marbles in our bag and we're done playing with you guys until the game is safe again. And that, I think that has served us well because, we were able to put our employees on unemployment and frankly, they're able to kind of spend time with their families and finally get some clarity and some downtime, right? This is from my perspective, I'm a big old warm and fuzzy guy. I may be ominous to some people and a little bit intimidating because I'm big and have tattoos, but I believe in just joy. And, from my perspective, I work about 80, 90 hours a week, any given week, regardless of what's going on, because I'm in investments. I'm constantly trying to pursue my research company and make better pizzas and all of these things. I just don't stop. And this has forced me for almost 60 days to really kind of sit and take stock. And all of my employees, we've been very close during all of this. And we have, our Zoom meetings and at least everybody on my side of the fence is mentally happy, mentally healthy, have had opportunities to sit and collect their souls for a little while. And as negative as all this is, I think we're really going to come out a hell of a lot stronger in the end.
Because just when you thought that you're about to get back out there, you get dealt that one more blow.
You know what, though? It's like I told Spence, my business partner, the other day. We were talking, do we board up the windows? What do we do? And then what? And he goes, and I said, simply this. Our first food truck we built less than 6 months after we launched it tried to burn down on us at Texas Instruments. We survived that. A year and a half later, we had a malfunction and the truck tried to catch on fire again. We lived through that. I ran out of money and had to go back to my day job for a year and a half, almost 2 years, until we could decide to double down on the restaurant. And guess what? We survived that too. So given all of this, I'm getting used to it. I'm kind of callous to it and I'm just looking forward. I'm not going to let it deter me. And my crew, this is just another thing.
Can you tell me about your role as president of the West End Association and how you plan to help the area in general? What you kind of been thinking about as you try to help all the businesses that call that area home through this?
For me, as the president of the West End Association, I find that as the spokesperson for these folks who have invested their life savings or these big companies who invested millions in these buildings to turn the West End around, I have to find a sense of balance in all of this where everyone can get their voices heard, but also there's some sense of dignity in the messaging, right? I'm sure you can understand, a lot of business owners can be very hot-headed and frustrated and want their room to speak. And so I've just been heavily coordinating with local authorities. I've been heavily in touch with my city councilman. We've talked 3-4 times every single day since Friday. I'm on the horn with, with everybody that's making decisions about where protection is going to be and getting updates on, kind of where the threats are around town. And so really my job has just been kind of command station and keep everybody, up to date on what's going on and try and give some sort of perception of we're going to be okay. Of course, once we got hit, then yesterday it was all hands on deck. Fortunately for me, a lot of my constituents are very autonomous, and not just autonomous in a negative way, but autonomous in that they knew something needed done. And so they jumped in and everybody started to kind of band together. We created a cleanup crew. Tanya Reagan from the Burst building, her building got hit really bad. And instead of getting up and crying about it on social media, she started assembling a team. She reached out to me and asked if I had hands. And man, we got the West End cleaned up yesterday.
That is awesome. And that's got to be good to start the healing process just as soon as possible.
it's tantamount. I mean, if we were to sit there and look like, that was a war zone and glass still busted out and people across the street, residents there are susceptible to, unsavory folks breaking in and causing them harm. That's been my biggest fear is somebody catching a building on fire down there and loss of life. So that's really been my role, is just to try to do my best to keep everyone safe and calm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.